We got them!
Now, now, Starling. Dispatching an enemy may be necessary, but it is never an excuse for celebration. Any death is a solemn matter that must be approached seriously.
Sorry, Dad. That wound doesn't look good.
Your father isn't as young as he once was. I'm sure it looks worse than it actually is.
It sounds worse, too. I think you need urgent care, Dad. I'm sending out a distress signal.
You shouldn't.
I should! Forget about me. The galaxy still needs Space Hawk. And I'm not ready yet. That's weird. I've never seen these coordinates before.
It could be.
Hey! This is Secret Space Hospital 11 responding to distress calls. Like, what is the nature of your emergency?
Secret Space Hospital? Sounds suspicious.
Oh no, my dude. We are totally legit. We were established, like... How does your race measure time?
Seconds, minutes, hours, days. Look, can we get my father some help?
Ooh, not real familiar with that timescale, babe.
That's my daughter you're talking to. Show some respect.
No need to harsh the mo, sir. Let's just say this august establishment has been hanging out for like a jerkin' long time. All our doctors are totally transgalactic board approved. All of them are seriously specialized in xenobiological medication.
My father has been injured. It looks like some form of energy burn. It looks real bad.
Bummer. Well, I am like sending you the coordinates. Please note that by following them, you agree to have the information like totally wiped out on arrival.
Why?
We see like some totally MVP clientele, my dude. It's for your safety. Sending coordinates. Bleep. You will be met on the docking bay in case you need help getting inside. An admin will be ready to help you check in. Catch you on the bright side. Secret Space Hospital 11, signing off. Beep!
Those coordinates are real close by. I can get you there in minutes.
But I'm fine.
And I'm the president of the Pickle People.
You know as well as I do that the Pickle People are a parliamentary monarchy.
Okay. Secret Space Hospital 11, coming up.
Be careful, Starling. Don't go too fast!
Secret Space Hospital. In space. Brought to you by space. It's really, really big.
Surprised to see you meeting the new patient, Dr. O-positive.
For the last time, Elvis, it's O-positive.
Whatever, Dot. Wasn't hired for my linguistics expertise. Still doesn't change my observation.
It's, slow tonight, and I have the suspicion that the patient is the first.
Could you lift your foot?
What? Oh.
Thank you very much.
The first human we've had at SSH 11 ever. Excepting you, of course. No offense.
That's all right, Mama. None taken.
It's just, I haven't been able to get a fresh drink. Sample from a human since I was assigned here.
Oh, I get it. Looking to add to your collection.
Yep, my collection.
Mm-hmm. You should contact the Intergal Hematological Society. That collection of yours is getting to be really comprehensive.
Oh, thank you. Just thanks. Greetings! Welcome to Secret Space Hospital 11. I am Dr. Dot O-positive. Is that the, injured?
Yes, ma'am.
Here, let me help you.
I'm telling you, I'm okay.
I'm looking at those burns, and I have to think otherwise. you've already arrived, at least let us check you out, take some blood samples.
For a burn?
You'd be surprised what you can learn from a... Elvis, set up a bed in the convalescent ward and make Ms...
Starling.
Ms. Ling comfortable in the waiting room.
Actually, it's just one word. You know, like Cher or rose beer.
Right away, Doctor. Right this way, miss.
So if, like, Perry can mosey down to room 5B and get the official info from the relative, that would be boss.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Dubra.
Oh, hey, Big F. How's it hanging?
I've been waiting for an hour now.
I'm way sorry about that, my cloud dude. If you tell me what's wrong, I'll, like, totally find the bitchingest doctor to take care of your situation.
I think I may have jaundice.
You don't look very yellow, and, like, you know, since you don't have, like, eyes.
Gingivitis?
No mouth, bruh. And even if you did, you'd need to zoom over to Secret Dentist 5.
I think I might have broken my collarbone.
No collar, no bones. Outside of a collective of gas held together by a psychokinetic field, you're just bodiless.
I've got an ulcer. Seriously, there's this tear right below my southern hemisphere. Ow. The pain is killing me, nurse.
I can put you in room 12. Dr. Bip should be available after he's finished with Ambassador Crack.
Take it easy, Ambassador. You might still be a little lightheaded. I have some shortbread cookies if you like. Miss Marine made them this morning.
I feel like I've been plucked from head to toe.
In a way, you were, during the process. The Revivicon breaks down the damaged or infected area on a submolecular level before rebuilding it.
My arm does feel stronger.
See? I told you this therapy would work. It is the latest development from the Medismiths of Phison 7. Give me a night's observation to make sure there are no complications, and we'll get you back to the negotiating table with the Neptunians lickety-split.
Maybe if those cucumber brains weren't so stubborn.
Now. Being stubborn will get you nowhere.
What was that?
Just my reminder to replace my Musa patch.
Too much of that is no good for you, Doctor.
Too much of anything is bad for you. Like those centurion eggs you keep eating.
We all have our vices.
Come, I'll accompany you into your room. Take it slowly, Ambassador.
Oh, Dr. Bip. You've got a patient in room 12.
I shall be there promptly. Be sure to wipe down the Revivicon, won't you?
Uh-huh. Let me get some ShamWows or something. I'll be right back.
I really think I should be with my father. I don't like how that doctor is looking at him.
Don't worry. Dr. O-positive has an excellent bedside manner.
Why does she keep taking those samples?
Why don't you take a seat, Miss... Ling, we just need to fill out some forms and you can get back to your father's side.
It's one word.
Pardon?
My name. It's one word.
Why would you not have a normal name?
A normal name?
Yes. Everyone knows most races have a given and a surname. Like, I'm Periwinkle Marine.
That's not a name. That's a paint color.
Says who?
I'm sorry. I'm worried about my father.
Of course you are. I assure you this will only take a few moments. We just need some information.
That's beautiful makeup.
What makeup?
Well, I'm assuming you're wearing some form of thermoreactive blush or something, by the way your skin is changing colors.
It's not makeup.
I don't...
You're from one of those unidermis races, aren't you?
Unidermis?
Not all races are stuck with the same drab skin their whole life. Some of us shed, some of us molt, and some of us even have skin that changes color in reaction to emotional stimuli.
Look, I meant no offense, I'm just...
Worried about your father, I know. And according to Dr. O'Positive, your contact with other races may be limited.
Oh, but my father is a well-known hero in areas around the Milky Way. I've had contact with many races. Why, my mom is the queen of the Neptunian pickle people.
You mean Queen Haba?
Yeah.
You didn't contact her, did you?
Of course. She was expecting us, and I didn't want her to worry when we were late.
Oh, no. Didn't they tell you not to disclose the coordinates?
They mentioned they were going to erase the coordinates from our ship computer, but since I've got an Interlock GPS, I didn't
think... Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
You are aware that there's presently a dispute between Corvus 5.3 and Neptune.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry if I'm not up on such things. Dad and I have been really busy the last few months, overthrowing tyrants, saving the universe, preventing interdimensional incursion. You know, same old, same old. I don't like that shade of orange as much as the red you had earlier.
The Corvin ambassador is presently being treated after a recreational horse riding accident. If a representative of Neptune shows up here, it could be considered an aggressive act. If Queen Haba shows up...
It'll be bad?
It'll be very bad.
But my mom's a decent person. She wouldn't start a fight.
But the Corvins might. They're quite prickly when it comes to protocol.
So they get their feathers. Wow. That is a really intimidating shade of black.
It's more of a midnight blue, actually. I have to find the administrator. See if I can stop this.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Dr. O. Pussetine.
Help us! What are you doing here?
Dr. Bip told me to wipe down the Revivicon, but I was out of ShamWows. I won't be interrupting you, I promise. I swear to my mama, it'll take less than 5 minutes, Doctor. Hey, what are you doing there? Didn't you see the sign?
You didn't put it up.
I did so. Look! Okay, so I forgot.
Do you have any idea who was in there before?
Some big old bird or something.
And that space hawk person is in there. But maybe we can fix that before anyone knows.
Hello? Is this where my father is being kept? That's not right.
What's not right? What have the Revivicon turned Starhawk into? You have a say! Just go to the posts on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Blue Sky, or Instagram to help decide whether Starhawk has become one Starcrow, a half-man, half-crow adventurer, two, Blackhawk, the comedy Swedish adventurer, or three, Space Hawk Extreme, the adventurer from the jerky 90s. So vote now and join us next time for another episode of Secret Space Hospital in Space.
You've been listening to Secret Space Hospital in Space, created by Femi London and written by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Chris Honeywell. Eugene R. Hendricks was Spacehawk. Kira Hendricks was Starling. Tori Wright was Nurse Dubra. Luke Giaconetti was the front desk. Charlie Niemeyer was Elvis the janitor. Nicole Tomty was Dr. Dot. Jim Moon was Claire Void was Dr. Bip. David Ellis was Karak. And Casey Boudinot was Perry Marine. All other parts played by the cast. Please contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. And don't forget to make your voice heard. Go to your social media of choice and vote for what should happen to Spacehawk in Episode 2. Thank you for listening, and good night.